Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few minutes to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day, on Yom Revi'i, 28th day of the month of Cheshvan here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all our brothers and sisters in Israel and around the world, that the three Kedoshim whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza be returned for a proper burial without delay, that Hashem please watch over all the Chayalim, safeguard them in their mission, protect them. Additionally, please keep in mind, amongst all those need for Refuah Shalema, Rafal Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana and Yaakov Tzvi ben Leah, may they and all in need, particularly as well those who were hurt yesterday in the terror attack in Gush Etzion, may they and all in need have a Refuah Shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Katz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Katz will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here can insert the names for all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. To share with you, for those of you who have been keeping score, that today I am at the OU headquarters in Manhattan. We had Rabbi Gabriel Price on last week. I went down to the kashrus department. I met Rabbi Price. It was a schuss for us to have him on the program last week and to finally meet him in person. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's always a pleasure to join the call. And given that this is my first interaction with the OU, in the last month, so I felt it somewhat appropriate for me to speak a little bit about an idea I heard from Rabbi Hauer. Rabbi Hauer, Shloshim, unfortunately, was a few days ago, and as someone who grew up in his shul, he was my personal congregational rabbi. As I told my shul a few weeks ago, he was the only congregational rabbi I've ever had, so to me, That's how I see Rabbanus. You know, that's what I think of as Rabbi Hauer. And I was just looking through some of his ideas on Parshas Toldos, and I came across just a fascinating, a little line that he mentioned in the middle of one of his articles, which just really intrigued me. And, I thought I'd share at least my impression of that idea that he brought out. In this article, Rabbi Hauer spoke about a jarring phrase that we find at the beginning of the Parsha, where the Pasuk says that Rivka, after feeling like she, you know, was having maybe, according to some of Farshim, abnormal physical reactions to having children and having two children who, at least according to this Pasuk, are running inside of her. She says this phrase, "Vatomer im kain lama ze anochi." If this is the case, if this is how it's going to be, so then lama ze anochi. This is a phrase which bewilders many mafarshim, and it is debated. Rashi tells us that maybe, you know, why is this different than all other women? The Ramban says even more severely that lama ze anochi. Why do I even exist? If this is the pain that I have to go through, some very different explanations about what this phrase means. Now, the Hauer points out an interesting connection, and I sort of further researched it myself. This phrase of lama zeh, the word lama zeh, for those two words specifically, why is this? is not a common, not a common phrase. It does come up many times, you know, throughout Tanakh, a few dozen times, but specifically in this context, the word lama zeh is unique in the sense that it refers to the person themselves. They're almost reflecting to themselves rhetorically, lama zeh anochi. And at least according to what I've seen, there's only one other person that has this phrase, a similar phrase, in that same vein, speaking to themselves in a rhetorical question. And it is none other than 10 psukim later that you find the same phrase, that when Yaakov asks Esav, will you sell me the Bechor? Vayomer Esav, hinei anochi holech lamus, v'lama zeh li Bechora. I'm going to die, and what is it for me, this Bechor? The same phrase, lama zeh, comes up as a person speaking to themselves rhetorically. What is the purpose of this? And it's fascinating just to sort of sit with that, to meditate over the contrast of Rivka's question and Esav's question. How are they the same and how are they different? So according to the commentaries that we already mentioned, maybe they're not so different. Maybe both of them are sort of wondering what's the whole point? What's, you know, in the end of the day, things aren't going to turn out well and there's no point. But if you look at the Maharal, as Rabbi Howard quotes in this article, he points out that the Maharal has a different interpretation. He quotes other commentaries and explains why maybe they don't fit as well as he thinks they should. And he says, Aval Nira Perusho, Im Kein Lama Zeh Anochi, says the Maharal, why is it that I, Yoshevet Batel Ve'ein Ani Chokeret Achar Zeh? Why is it that I am sitting here doing nothing, and I'm not going to investigate and figure out what this is and what I should do? Ein alai, in the words of Maharal, ein alai rak lidrosh achar zeh. And that's why the pasuk ends, batelech lidrosh es Hashem, says the Maharal, that lama zeh anochi of Rivka is not fatalistic, and it's not deterministic. She's not saying that she ultimately has no purpose, and if this is what's going to happen, so then what am I doing here? But she's instead saying, lama zeh anochi, why am I just sitting by myself? Batelech lidrosh es Hashem, what's her response to why this is happening? When you're confronted with something which you don't understand, when you're confronted with a difficulty that maybe doesn't seem appropriate, doesn't seem fair, doesn't seem, you know, to make any sense, so then our job is not to give into it. Our job is not to say fatalistically, okay, what's the point? But instead to say, let me go figure it out. Let me go to the gedolim of my generation. Let me go to the people that can help give me some clarity. As opposed to Esav. Esav, who later on, in 10 psukim later, says, V'lama zeh li bechora, essentially says, I'm giving up on my future. And I'm going to sell the firstborn rights because I'm going to die anyway. There's a difference between Rivka's perspective of difficulty means action, and Esav's perspective of difficulty means giving up, which I think also carries over into Yaakov and Esav. We know that the name Esav, according to Rashi, is from the Lashon of Asui. It was created full. He was maybe, you know, had more hair. He was fully developed, right? That's what people called him, Esav, because he looked fully mature. He was already created in Carol Dweck's, you know, the child psychologist Carol Dweck would call, he had a fixed mindset. He was completed. He was already done. There was nothing else you can do. And therefore, if something happens in the world, so that's just what it is. And there's nothing we can do about it. If something happens to me, aw shucks, we've got to just give up. Because that's the fixed mindset, as opposed to Yaakov. Yaakov's name, the word, comes from Ekev. He's grasping at the heel of Esav. He's yearning for more. He's trying to grow. He's a heel. He understands with his own humility that there's always more to do, there's always more to grow. So this concept of Rivka and Esav, of Yaakov and Esav, is really a microcosm of this two ways of looking at the world. When you're confronted with difficulties, when you're confronted with an October 7th, when you're confronted with the loss of a Rebbe, when you're confronted with some of the current events you might find in the general world. So then the question is, are we going to be Lama Zeh Anochi? Why is this happening? Of Rivka or of Esav? Are we going to say fatalistically, "Ay Nebuch, what are we going to do?" Or are we going to say, "Lama zeh anochi v'atelech lidrosh es Hashem"? There's something I can do. There's something I should seek out. There's more things that maybe I can't fix everything, but there's something that I can fix. There's something that I can do, something I can figure out, which will at least make things better for me or for others. And Mir Tashem, whether it's this situation or any situation we find ourselves in, we should all have the perspective of a Rivka, the perspective of a Yaakov, to recognize, Lama Zeh Anochi, the reason that this is happening is not so I can sit here and just take it, but instead, Bateil Tzidoshas Hashem, to do something about it, Mir Tashem, through our efforts, whether it's our davening or whether it's our chesed or whatever it might be, we will not only respond to his difficulties, but we will, Mir Tashem, also fulfill whatever it needs to be fulfilled, and those difficulties will be, God willing, taken care of by Hashem. We'll continue with Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzarah, Yisagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Menchotecha, V'olascha Yidash Nasela, Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha, Mechol Atzah Socha Yimalei, Niran Rabbi Shua Secha, U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidkol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishalo Secha, Ata Yadati, Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kacho, V'gvuros Yesha Yimino, Ela Dorecha, V'ela Basusim, V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu V'nafalu, V'anachnu Kaminu V'nistodad, Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shilamalo sesaya el harim meyayin yavo Ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai osei shamayim evaret. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yonum shomerecha. Hine lo yonum evalo yishan shomer yisrael. Adonai shomerecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka, v'yarayach v'alayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzitzpa v'lecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMalos, mima makim krosicha Adonai. Adonai shema bekoli. Yeras necha kashuvos, lekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmaryam, Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicham, leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi, velidvaro ocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim el laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, beharbe imo fedus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, anusunum batar lashivyam, homnim bein bayam ubein bayabasham, amakam yirachem aleihem, v'yotiem imitar alibracham, umeyafeva lioram, mishibud lugulam, Ashta Bagalab is man karir, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say amen. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, v'yiverech es chayaleis v'hagana l'Yisrael, v'yanshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arseinu, v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon v'yad minbar mitzrayim, v'min hayam ha'gadol ad levar, avar v'chom akom shem v'yabasha v'averul v'yab, yitzein Adonai esoyveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim l'sneyem, ha'karosh baruch hu yishmor v'yasil es chayaleinu mikol tzar v'tzukar v'kol nego ha'chalam, Vishlach bracha v'haslacha v'chom asegdehem, Yad b'erson einu tachtehem, V'yashrem b'chesed Yeshua v'ateres nisachon,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachimam Al-Rabbutam Al-Achazikam Al-Achayotam Yishlach Lehem Mehira Refuah Shlema Min HaShamayim Chay Reim Chol Gideyem V'Zol Shar Chole Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Tagot Hashta Ba'agala Uvizman Karib Bin Omar Amen.
There we go. Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. Appreciate having you on. I look forward, please God, in the Yiras Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.